I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. But we really, really like to self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I went to a bonsai class. Ooh. So like, this guy taught us how to like...
Is it that one they've been advertising on social media?
Probably. It's been everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like these
people that are, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Branch and Bloom, I believe is the name of the, he doesn't have a brick and mortar shop yet, but he's like a plant guy. And he basically showed us how to do bonsai. So when you traditionally think of bonsai, you think of those like little juniper plants that are almost like little pine trees kind of.
Sure. Yeah.
But apparently you can like bonsai any plant.
Is that the one you had downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
So this one was, what? It's like a dwarf umbrella something.
I love dwarf umbrellas.
Basically, we like planted it and then he let us do like wires so we can like basically like train it how we want it to like curvy.
Oh, nice.
Like grow, I guess.
Yeah.
excuse me. But it was really cool. I mean, he was really knowledgeable, really smart. I feel like his name is Brandon. I might be wrong. I'll tag him. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And like the first drink was complimentary, like at the brewery. This one was Four Noses Brewery.
Okay.
Which I've never been to, but it was cute.
I've had their sour milkshake.
Oh. A sour milkshake.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound appetizing.
No, it sounds terrible. It was actually like really
it's curdled. Why is it curdled?
As you would think. No, it just like it had a very fruity taste to it.
Okay.
You would hate it still.
Yeah, probably.
I loved it.
But it was good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
In August?
Almost like a cream ale, but like sour?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Somebody told me and I said, wow, that sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard of. And then
disgusting.
It was like, fine. It was great.
You tried it?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Well, as long as it's good. But yeah, so that was fun. I love plants.
Maybe I'll go in August. I got big plans for August.
August. What did you do?
Mine's plant related too. Hi, welcome to your 30s.
Hello, choose a hobby, bird watching or plants.
Finally went to Nick's and I bought a tomato plant and a pepper plant.
Mm.
And yeah, I,
'cause they do really well in your backyard, don't they?
Yes. And, I just really hope Aspen doesn't, 'cause we're having our cherry tomatoes disappearing.
Well, they're delicious.
And then we like, didn't know. Blah. And then nice Keith was treat. In the backyard and he just saw Aspen walk by and go, and eat them. And we were like,
this is where they're going.
That's the thief.
It's not even the squirrels, it's Aspen.
Yeah, it was really upsetting. Oh, so, but I don't know.
Can you put like the kind of like wire, like chicken wire around it or something?
Probably. And I'm probably going to have to do that.
Yeah.
It's annoying, but... Aspen proof it.
Yeah, so you can actually reap the benefits.
Sometimes the enemies lay beside you at night.
You never know.
Because she sleeps in the bed, so yeah.
Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
So, I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I like your ring.
Oh, thank you.
That's pretty.
I found it in my purse because I was trying to find the crystal I bought and I put it on. Like, nice. 10 minutes ago.
I like it. It's kind of, it looks like a little bit like alexandrite where it's like the green and the purple.
It's, yeah, I thought it was fun. There was just something on me. Yeah, no. I don't know what it was. Well, it's in here.
It's gone now.
Sorry. But yeah, I thought,
cute.
I think I got this from Claire's when I was like 13.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I just found it just now. It's fine.
It's in the depths of your purse.
It's in the depths of my purse. I don't know why, I don't know how, but it's there. Okay, so I don't know if you remember, you will, a few years ago, I did Celebrity Stalkers.
Yes.
So, and I did three. And since the stories aren't usually that much substance, I did three again.
Because so it's this like, they stalked the celebrity. They were scared.
They were scared. They ran away.
Right.
Yeah. Well, because I like to do scary, really scary, and then deadly. You know, like the, ramp them up.
Okay.
Although yeah. I did it out of order last time. Okay. So there are, look how many sources I use for this. Like
30 billion.
Yeah. Like it's a lot. Okay. So the first one is Sandra Bullock.
Oh. Didn't know she had a stalker.
I just want to add in something because I'm mean. Okay. Somebody on my Facebook list, I haven't seen them recently. I think I might have deleted them or they deleted me. They had an AI Sandra Bullock. Do you remember me telling you about this?
What? Like as their profile picture? Or what do you mean?
No, he would like repost it. She'd like have a sign that says, "Would you like me even though I'm a single mom?" And he's like, "Yes, baby, so sexy."
Oh, no.
No, I knew this man in real life and I haven't talked to him in years.
Like, was he giving the... Was he giving her money?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
So he would post those, and I would send them to my mom, like, I think he thinks, like, this is actually Sandra Bullock, like, posting this and, like, asking random guys. So I was like, and it's like...
She's like, I need 20 bucks. Please send it to me.
But it's like, love clearly, it's clearly pictures. And then there's pictures of her crying. And it's like, if you saw me crying, would you comfort me? And he reposts the pictures. He's like, I would hold you in my arms and tell you everything's going to be okay.
I see reposting. Like, why are you putting this in the public?
I don't know. But after this, I'm going to show you.
Okay.
And you're going to get what I'm saying. So I was like, wow, that's really sad. And like the group was like, Sandra Bullock lovers or something. And so many people, I clicked it on because I was like, I have to see what's going on. This like is real... he the only, like, why are you posting this so everyone can see it? Like, I don't think you know that, like.
Is he our age?
No.
Super old.
Like 60s.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
And so many people were like, Sandra, answer your text messages. Sandra, I sent you $100 USD like you asked.
I gave it to you in Target credit like, cards and sent it to your P.O. box.
I'm like, how are these men not discussing this with each other? Oh, no. I'm saying like the comments, like they could see other men.
They can
men.
See because they're they in the group. They could see
other men saying, call me, like answer your text messages. Oh, and I'm no. like, this is so sad.
Yikes.
So I wonder if that's how it started, but...
Just a DeLulu.
Yeah. It made situation. Me actually really sad, because no, I'm like, some really of those sad. People, all of them are like, older gentlemen, but I was just like...
But if you, like, ooh. Really believe that, it's kind of like, are you okay?
Well, did you ever see Catfish with the guy with Katy Perry? He was convinced he was talking to Katy Perry.
$720. Like, and it's then, literally, like, the dumbest yeah. shit. It's like, why would Katy Perry, of all people, be talking to you, some random guy from fucking Iowa?
Like, also, you know what I mean? You're like, not even cute.
And, like, your public, like, you...
She'd have to support you.
Like, your profile isn't even, like, you know... It doesn't have, like, a million followers. Like, why, for what reason would
for
she
why?
Be, like... This guy, he's the one. We're in love. Like, I don't know. Like, critical thinking, I feel like it's just like, it's like going down.
Do you know, you know I mean? The amount of times on TikTok where Steve Martin's messaged me?
Right. Yeah. Official accounts of people that follow me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not an idiot, so I know that that's not
so
you.
So many celebrities have messaged me. Yeah. And I'm just
and it's like,
has
the little check marks. So it's like verified. But I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, like, sorry.
Sorry, I don't fall for scams.
Yeah. I've had Brandon Flowers message me. Okay, really quickly, I'm sorry.
Times.
I'm sorry, I'll
he's
get
like,
to
Kim, you are our biggest fan. I love you so much. If you could please send me $50
my funds
in Target
are tied
gift
up.
Cards, that would be a lifesaver.
Crypto would be acceptable.
Crypto
as well.
Would be accepted also. Let me know. Love you. Bye. Like
we'll get to the story, but here's my favorite one ever. So I love Chris Hansen.
Of course.
And I don't love Chris Hansen in a he's so hot way. And it's
oh, no.
so
like in a respectable, yeah. like appreciate his work way.
Funtime Killer David was like, what would you do if Chris Hansen? I'm like, here's
he
what you don't understand.
You?
Well, he was like, would
is that
you
the question?
Are you like upset? And I'm like, no, I'm not like in a romantic way. I do not oh, want Chris no. Hansen. I want to be his best friend. So
and ask him a lot of questions.
Yeah, absolutely. That's yeah. why I'm like a big fan yeah. of Chris Hansen. Anyways, so I had the official Chris Hansen message me on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like,
oh my God, me?
I said, oh my God, Chris Hansen. I'm so excited that you messaged me. Like,
It's fun to fuck with people.
Oh, it's so
like
fun.
Like when you get those random text messages that are like, hey, are you available to go to dinner tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, are you paying? And then they're like, wait, I think this is the wrong number. And I'm like, no, it's not. We're going to this place. Like,
we're going to dinner. What are you talking about?
Buy me sushi. And then they like get all weird.
But I just kept messaging back and being like, oh my God, I'm just like such a big fan. And then it turned to, you're so beautiful. I'm like, okay. I don't remember what happened, but I just remember I was like,
this at some point you just stop because you're like, this is not who it is.
It's not fun anymore. And I'm like, gross. And I'm like, Chris Hansen wouldn't do that. He investigates scammers. Like,
yeah,
you're pretending to be the man that would investigate you. Anyways, so that's a little tangent that we need to go off. All right. So in 2014, Sandra Bullock was at her house in Los Angeles. She was home alone when a guy jumped her fence, and it took them a while to figure out how he did this, and walked into her home.
Oh, just walked in?
Mm-hmm. And when she was closing the door to her bedroom, she had seen him and immediately ran into her closet, locked it, and called 911.
What the fuck?
So she had a bunch of alarms, and he somehow was able to get past all of these alarms. Like, it's like two-factor authentication.
Dips beneath the lasers.
It makes you wonder. They could never figure out how this guy got past all the alarms.
I feel like it has to be someone she knows.
She saw him, and it wasn't someone she knew. Well, the cops got him.
He didn't even have a mask on?
No.
Bold.
He was just... Can you imagine being in your house and just some guy?
No. No.
Terrifying.
That's... No.
Like, no thank you to all of that. And, I actually listened to the 911 call. So terrifying. Like
she called?
Yeah, she called. And she like went to her closet and like called 911. No, he got past all her security systems.
That's so terrifying.
So terrifying. So terrifying.
Because like remember when I did the one with like the bling or whatever? What was it?
Bling ring.
Bling ring.
Blitz ring.
I don't know. Whatever.
Don't know what that is.
And they like Paris Hilton like just at that point in time like wasn't even locking her doors, like
she's
got full like security systems in place, and he's still somehow
2014 when like
it's like
they're better than they were like at that time, but they were able he was able to get past all this stuff, and cops just like couldn't figure out. And also she like made sure she was very unlisted, so they also wondered how he knew it was her house.
He had an insider, someone
had to,
right?
Had to.
How would he know that?
It's so terrifying.
Or like someone, maybe he knew someone at the security company.
That could be it too. But she like made herself unlisted. If you remember someone we've worked with in the past, hopefully we'll he'll post our interview we had with him, but he made sure his house was unlisted. Do you remember? And he told us about
well, like, a lot of cops do that.
Yeah, like, he was a former cop.
Keep themselves safe.
Which
for retaliation and stuff.
Smart.
Which is super smart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
But that one's like really scary, but like everything was okay. So obviously.
And he like ran like after he heard her like calling or something.
You know, they were able to catch him. They just didn't get any answers of like how he knew it was her place, how he was able to get past all the alarms.
Like, why?
Like she wasn't just. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So.
Creepy.
That's the scariest thing is like, what did he have planned? What did he have planned?
What did she didn't find see anything on him, like with like zip ties or anything scary? Like
not
that?
Anything that was in the research.
He's just a creep ass.
Yeah, this was just a quick one that I saw, and I was like, ooh. And then I was like, ooh, I should talk about the AI stuff that I saw,
because
also is scary. All right, so I'm sure you're shocked to hear that Taylor Swift has had numerous stalkers.
I've heard this.
Well, there's more than one, which is crazy because I thought there was like a big one. No. I like to usually stick to one story, but there's a few in her case because all of them are kind of short.
Okay.
Taylor pays millions and millions of dollars in security, which I have to say,
she's like
smart.
Super rich.
I think she's probably like the biggest celebrity right now. Like number one. Like, you know. Anyways, so she has numerous houses all across the U.S. I know one of them is in New York. There's one in Rhode Island, and I'm sure there's a few in California. Like,
well, didn't they, like, just tax her, like, a, like, reasonable amount for her home in New York? And it, like, balanced New York's, like,
money. It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me. I think she actually got married today, by the way.
To who? Oh, that guy. Travis Kelce. Sorry, I was like, who the fuck
is your first day on Earth? Yeah, everyone's like, oh, she's doing that thing in Madison Square Garden.
I didn't realize they were,
yeah,
like, engaged.
Pretty sure they're getting married today.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
All right, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. I just was like, ooh, I should mention that. Anyways, so she just has houses all over, and you never know where she's going to be, yeah, especially with, like,
rich people things.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Right.
So there was a man named Julius Sandrock, and unfortunately he lived in Colorado. He was terrifying. He was on probation already for, like, violent crimes.
Oh, no.
So he was, like, a violent person. Just...
Okay.
Yeah. And he even tried to kidnap people. Like, he was on probation for, like, trying to kidnap people.
I'm sorry. Why are you on probation for that?
Why are you not locked up?
What the fuck?
Pretty sure he's locked up now.
Okay.
So, like, there was, like, he tried to kidnap a boy at a gas station. And that was, like, a big thing. And I think that's why he was on probation. But it might have been somebody else he tried to kidnap. Like, it's not cool.
Okay.
So, he attempted to break into one of Taylor Swift's properties in California.
Okay.
And he had a rope and a gun and bullets on him.
Uh-oh.
He was also wearing latex gloves.
Oh, no. Not looking good.
Yeah.
He, like, had a plan. The other guy was probably just like, I'm a creep. Like, well, hopefully you think that, but, like,
yeah,
this guy had, like,
plans.
Yeah.
And was, like, putting them
to use.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
Yeah. The latex gloves are what gets me, because it's like you're trying to, like, conceal. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So she was able to get a 5-year restraining order. And as soon as that ended, he tried to get to her again. And she was given a permanent restraining order.
Okay. I was like, why is it not permanent? Like a forever.
Like after the 5-year ended, he was like attempted to like figure out information. They're like, okay, maybe we should make this permanent.
We shouldn't have to like be scared to a point where it's like this guy like might do something or be rich enough to where like they actually do something.
Cause like we have, and I'll get into this in one of the stories, we have stalking laws, but I don't think they're great. It's like, well, let us know when he actually like ramps it up. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm sorry. This guy's like freaking me out and like loitering outside my home. That's not enough.
I had a stalker and they couldn't do anything about it. And I was underage too.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
And you would say, but
like, I'm sure they can like expedite it or like make it more serious if you're rich enough because money runs everything and whatever. So I'm sure it's like, well, I'm rich. So like, push this to the top. It's really important.
Yeah, we had a guy that would sit outside our house. He was friends with my brother, and my brother's like, no, she's asleep. And I was like showering or something, and I like went into my room and like my light went on and he started freaking out. And my brother like ran over and turned off my light, and he's like, oh, my mom just walked into her room. And he's like, put her on the fucking phone. It was insane.
Like, he called your brother?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that was like a scary thing. It's just like, I'm like, when I hear these, I'm like, I've been there. It's really scary. It's like hopeless.
And you just don't know what people are capable of.
I didn't know what he was capable of. And these people, you don't know what they're capable of. They're like willing to like do that to somebody who clearly has like security. Like,
yeah,
there's something right. All right. So another guy, her security team had seen a guy that was just pacing around the front of her house. And this was in New York City.
Okay.
And somehow he was able to get to the door or bell of some sort. And he rang it for an hour, at least. And that's what her, like, in-house assistant said. He was just sitting there ringing it for an hour.
Calm down, dude. Like, please leave.
Yeah. And they thought he had left, but he had not. He had actually gone to the roof.
Oh, how'd he get on the roof? What the fuck?
Question of the year,
right? He's just,
right?
Like, scaling the side of the building? What?
He's Spider-Man.
That's so terrifying.
Yeah. And he didn't get in at this point, thank God. And for some reason, he wasn't arrested. And he actually ended up just staying outside of her house, like camping out. Because he thought he was entitled to talk to her. It took 3 months for him to be arrested for stalking for just sitting outside of her house.
That's so creepy.
And he had felt so entitled to her. And he somehow was able to get a number for her management team.
What?
And just would call it and be like, put Taylor on the phone.
Like, no.
Like, it was his God-given right or something, but he was on diminished mental capacity, which I'm sure is not shocking to hear.
Yeah.
And he went to jail for 6 months, and he had to actually take mental health treatments.
Well, that's good.
And this was super upsetting to her, rightfully so. And that one was scary and ramped up a little bit, but it's not the worst one.
Oh, God.
So the scarier one, I forgot I had like four for her. I was like, I thought I had three. Three's a magic number. Yeah. And these are just like the ones that were a little bit crazy. So the scarier one was there was a guy named Alvarado in 2018 who also went to her New York apartment. Instead of going through the front door, he had found a ladder of somebody that had been working on her place doing something. And he had climbed up the ladder with a brick and shattered a window and went inside her house.
Oh, my God.
And he like ransacked her house, gone through her things. Like her house was a disaster. And he was sleeping in her bed.
Like she found him sleeping in her bed?
No. Oh, no, okay. Her security team found him. Jesus. Like, and
that's so
he used creepy. Her bathroom and he used her shower.
That's like so personal to like have your space invaded like that.
Well, he was given 5 months probation.
Okay.
Danae, he was given 5 months probation. And he was out for 30 days until he tried to break in again.
In a surprise to no one.
Yeah. And in 2016, she did one show and a fan named Frank Allen Hoover was just biding his time. Because at that time, I don't remember if you remember, either 2016, there was the video that Kim Kardashian had posted where, okay.
Wait, is this like the Kanye versus Taylor Swift thing?
Yes. Kim Kardashian posted a video. And at this time, you could tell parts of the video were cut out. Okay. Everyone's like, well, Taylor gave Kanye permission. And Taylor's like,
oh,
he didn't actually tell her that song. And he didn't call her that bitch in his song. And even in the video, I'm like, well, it sounds like part of the video is not even there. And people are like, Taylor Swift's a snake. And it's like, there's parts of this video that are clearly missing. And if you remember in 2016, everyone was pissed at her. So she didn't do any shows in 2016, but she decided to do one, I think, for like some event or something. So she did one show in 2016. And Frank Allen Hoover was just biding his time. Her and her parents, after her show, went to the airport to get on their private jet. And he had tailed them to the airport. And her security team was able to stop him, and she already had a protective order on her. He had previously not only harassed her, but harassed her family, and he wanted to kill her family, and he talked about it all the time.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was really creepy, and I don't know the things, but like they were like, if her security team didn't stop him, her and her family probably really, like would have died that night.
Oh.
That did not sound like English. Probably.
That's really scary.
Yeah, so that's...
What did it say, like, does... I mean, it's probably not logical. Like, he just wanted to kill them just to, like...
Yeah. I mean, usually when you want to kill families, there's...
I don't know if he had, like, some, like, conspiracy theory. You know, like, sometimes people crazy, like... And you're like, no, that's not real.
All of these guys, it seemed like they thought they had a relationship with her.
Okay.
Like, and I'm talking about the Sandra Bullock guy, Taylor Swift, and this next guy. So, okay. All right. So, I talked about really scary, super scary, and then...
This is the scariest.
This is the deadly one.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever heard of Rebecca Schaefer?
No. What? Is she in, like, Baywatch or something?
Rebecca no. Schaefer. But I think the name Schaefer is, like, pretty...
Okay.
It's a popular last name. But Rebecca Schaefer was gonna be one of those actresses that we know, but unfortunately, she didn't get that opportunity. Oh. So Rebecca Schaefer was born November 6th, 1967. In Eugene, Oregon. And she was just really small family, really close-knit. Like, her family loved her and everything. And they were like, she had dreams, and they were like, we support you. So, like most actresses, she started her career as a model. So, when she was 16, she got signed with a talent agency, and she went to New York to do modeling there. And she actually ended up doing a lot of modeling in Japan.
Oh.
And she had signed with the modeling agency in 1982. And I watched an interview with her agent. Her agent loved her.
Aww.
Just was like, she never lost being humble. She was so sweet. And she just said, like, she walked into the agency and they just, like, was like, yep, thank God she picked us because she's so pretty. So it was just, like, really good to hear those kinds of things. And in 1986, she landed a role at the age of 19 in My Sister Sam. And did you ever watch the show What I Like About You?
Mm-mm.
What I like about you is basically Amanda Bynes, like, something happens to her parents and she has to move with her sister in New York. Oh. So my sister Sam kind of felt like that. Like, she played the younger sister.
Okay.
And did you ever hear the show Mork and Mindy?
Yeah.
Okay. The lady who played Mindy was the older sister that she moved in with. Oh,
okay.
So, but she played the character Patty. And she also starred in a soap opera that all of our parents watched called One Life to Live. She, mm-hmm. like, did a walk by in that.
Okay.
But my sister Sam was, like, her, like, big role. And she was so excited because they were like, do you want to be an actress? And she's like, yeah.
I've been waiting for this.
But the second she got the call to be on My Sister Sam, she had to move to L.A. from New York. So, unfortunately, at this time, an obsessed fan named Robert John Bardot was hunting her down. He had seen her in the show My Sister Sam and was absolutely just obsessed with her. Which I get a lot because she was beautiful, but like...
Calm it down.
Yeah, exactly. But he was a very troubled guy. He had a rough childhood, which that's awful. He was in and out of foster care. And it was said that he had a form of schizophrenia.
Oh.
But also narcissism. Which is, like, a scary combo to have.
Especially untreated.
Yeah. And that's what, unfortunately, in his circumstances, a lot of people can have both those things and be medicated. And be
completely, like,
uh-huh.
live a normal life.
But he went without medication. Because I'm like, those two things are, like, awful, but with medication.
Totally.
And,
horrible.
Yeah, you can, like, live in therapy and all that. But his was untreated.
Oh, no.
And he didn't really have a stable family life. So... I don't think anyone really noticed how far of a hole he was going down. And like many fans at this point, he had written into her fan club and she sent him a signed photo. And he didn't see this. And this was like pretty common at that time. Like people would write them. They'd send him a photo.
Yeah.
Yay. But he was like, oh, she's in love with me, obviously.
Yeah.
Yep. He saw it as way more than it was.
Yeah.
So he ended up paying a private investigator to follow her and find out where she lived.
Oh, shit.
He had tried to meet her on the Warner Brothers lot, but that, like, didn't happen.
They don't just, like, let people on there.
Yeah. Dude. I don't know if they...
Even in the 80s.
Like, let him on the lot, like, or I don't... Like,
you can just have, like, randos walking on set. Like,
yeah, that's not how it works.
No.
So, and she didn't know this was happening because they didn't let him near her.
And how would she know that he's, like,
yeah,
taken a picture and been like, oh, my God, we're in love now. Like,
yeah, exactly. Well, because she was just, on a TV show, like, wasn't a big thing.
Yeah, and she got a whole bunch of other fan mail and did the same exact
thing
to other people.
And he lived in Tucson, Arizona, so it wasn't... And he would take a bus to Hollywood, and that was about a 7-hour drive. So I'm like, perfect...
7-hour bus drive? Jesus.
Yeah. So, like, perfect road tripping distance, you know? So, a few of Rebecca's neighbors, not a few, more like one, I'm sure a few people had seen him, but one neighbor actually saw him, and he, like, came up to her with a picture of Rebecca, and he's like, do you know where she is? And she's like, this guy was, they interviewed her, and she's like, he was terrifying. Like, he was really scary looking, and I was like, nope, don't know anything about that.
I've never seen that girl in my life.
Yeah, so at this time,
oh, God.
The show had been canceled. And like most people that are on a show, you have to keep working.
Yeah.
So she had starred in some movies. There's a movie called The End of Innocence, and it kind of seemed like a Lifetime movie to me. And The Class Struggle of Beverly Hills. And in those movies, particularly The Class Struggle of Beverly Hills, she was doing more mature scenes because she was a 20-year-old. So she was like trying to break out of sitcoms and like do serious roles.
Sure.
So... Like, she had a few, like, sex scenes in the movie, and he was like, why would she do that to me?
What?
Yep.
Okay.
And he was just, he saw
clearly,
it.
Clearly, like, unwell.
Yeah, he saw it as her doing it to
him. It's like a personal attack on him, even though she has no idea who you are.
Yeah, he was like, he was like, I own her. Like, why is she doing this?
Oh.
But he... said it was a betrayal to him, and I'm just like,
because he thinks that they're like in a relationship, so he's like, why would you like expose yourself to other men in the way that I've, you know, like fantasized about you?
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah, it's
very much
that.
Like, it's not logical.
Yeah, he saw it as a direct attack on him. And again, he has these things and he's not being treated for it.
Yeah. And she has no idea.
She has no idea who this guy is.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she's also like a sweetheart too. And she's like really grateful for like people liking her. So on the afternoon of July 18th, 1989, Robert John Bardot was in Hollywood on one of his many quests to see Rebecca Schaefer. Rebecca Schaefer lived in an apartment by herself in West Hollywood. And to me, it didn't look like there was a lot of security. But at that time, I don't think you knew that maybe security was the way to go.
This is the 80s, like late 80s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like they didn't know what we know today about how like kind of
twisted people can be. So, yeah, I was like, I don't think that's too big of a concern because I don't think like people knew that they need to be worried. Anyways, so she had an audition for one of the parts in Francis Ford Coppola's, if I say his name wrong, I'm sorry, one of his movies, The Godfather 3.
Oh.
And this was going to be
like
the
huge
role that skyrocketed her.
Yeah.
And she was like, that day, the intercom on her apartment was broken. So anytime someone came to the door, she had to go answer it because she couldn't intercom.
Okay.
So, yeah. And she was like, she normally could ignore it, but she wasn't able to. And she's waiting. I don't know if she was waiting for him. Like, she had an audition. I don't know if she was waiting for the script. I don't really know what she was waiting for, but she, like, this was going to be a big role. She needed to be, like, she was staying at her apartment to make sure she was
waiting
available
for, like, maybe, like, word of...
Yes, yes.
Got it
and this
something
was, like, and she hadn't auditioned yet, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
So she was, like, I think she was waiting for a script.
Okay.
Or maybe him coming over.
Yeah,
I'm not exactly...
something to, like, prepare her for her audition or
yeah,
something.
And I'm sure she was, like, so stressed out, too. Because, like, this is, like, a big role. Like, we all know Godfather.
Yeah.
So, she had to go physically answer the door. And anyways, so Robert comes to her door. She answers it. He's holding the signed photo and everything. He just told her he's her biggest fan. And like, she's like, oh, thank you so much. Like, I appreciate like you supporting me. Like, I really like my fans. Thank you. And I'm sure she's like, oh my fucking God.
You know where I live.
But she's like, thank you so much. And like, really sweet. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. But, and she's like, I gotta go though. Like, I'm getting ready for something. I mean, he shouldn't have gone to her house anyway, but like that should have been it. Like it should have ended there. Like you met her, like you shouldn't have done it anyway, but whatever. She was nice to you.
But in his mind, it's so much more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. He walks away and he calls his sister and he ends up loading a gun. Let me just stop here to say he wasn't supposed to own a gun. They actually did what they were supposed to do and they did a background check and they're like, oh, you shouldn't have a gun. Especially with like his mental struggles and it being untreated. And his brother was like, fuck that, you need a gun. So his brother helped him obtain a gun even though he shouldn't have had one. He had his picture at like gun stores of like, do not sell to this guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But his brother was like, it's fine. And unfortunately, totally fine. At this time, like there weren't a lot. Like now, let's say Keith couldn't buy a gun and you were like, nah, I'm going to get him a gun. Like, you would be arrested. Like, luckily they have laws now that you can't obtain a gun for somebody that should not have one. Like, if that were the case.
How are they going to know?
I can't imagine. Well, because the brother, like, admitted to it.
No, but, like, how would they know? Like, if like, in your example, if Keith wasn't supposed to have a gun and then I bought a gun and then just gave it to him, how would they know?
Well, it'd be registered to you. And then when they have the gun, it would be registered to you.
But I could just be like, he stole it from me.
You could, but also, like, then they would question why you don't have it locked away.
Sure.
Or why
sure
you didn't report it stolen.
Yeah.
I know, I'm like, gun registration.
You could also just file off the serial number or whatever.
Yeah.
There's ways around it.
Oh, I'm sure. It's just like, but I think it's good they have laws. But, like, I get what you're saying. Like, but, like,
who's gonna
how would they know? How would they know? So, yeah, he shouldn't have had a gun, but his brother was like, he needs one. So he goes back to her door and she comes down again because, like I said, intercom not working. And I'm sure she's like, for the fucking love of God. And he like puts the gun in the back and he's like, I forgot to give you something. And she's like, what? And he pulls out the gun and he shoots her. And as she's falling, she just asks why.
Yeah, I mean, why though? Like, truly.
Why? And it's just one of those, if I can't have her, no one can have her kind of things, is what he said. And she slowly dies outside her door.
Oh, God.
And she's rushed to the hospital, and unfortunately, she passes away. Because a passerby saw her, like, sitting out there.
Bleeding out.
So, obviously, he just walks away. And at that point, a lot of people don't know what happened. And tips started rolling in because, like I said, the neighbor had seen him. And I'm sure other neighbors had seen him, too. And he had talked to her. And since he, like, pulled out a photo of her, you know, Rebecca Schaefer, and was like, do you know where she is? The cops were called about a guy in a yellow shirt who was fleeing the area. He was found a few blocks away trying to fling himself into traffic to die by suicide.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he admitted to the murder, but that doesn't bring her back. He also wanted to be famous, and unfortunately he was, for all the wrong reasons.
Oh.
I'm sure this will shock you to know. They tried to go for the insanity defense. And, you know, they're like, he didn't know what he was doing. He was diminished mental capacity, and they were able to deem him. They're like, no, he might have those issues, but he was actually, like, he knew exactly what he was doing. Like, this was premeditated. Why did he have a gun?
And do we know, like, what he said when he called his sister?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
They just knew he really liked Rebecca Schaefer. That's what they knew. I don't, but like I said before, they didn't know how dark of a hole he had gone under.
Sure.
So, anyways, so... December 20th, 1991, 2 years later, he is given a life sentence with no possibility of parole. And I listen to an interview and he still acts like it just affects him directly. And, he's like, yeah, it was really horrible. It affected me. It's hard for me to talk about. And when he's being sentenced, he's not even worried. He's just like, well, there's been some lies that are said. Like, he's not even worried about,
you,
like...
You killed someone. You took someone's life.
Yeah. And he's just like, well, they're saying lies about me. And it's like, that's your concern? Ugh. That's your concern?
And they didn't, sounds like, give him any sort of, like, mental health help?
I'm sure they did. He's still in prison.
But he's, like, still showing, like, no remorse?
It doesn't, like, seem like it.
Ooh.
So I'm sure that's why he's, like, not paroled or anything.
Yeah.
But the good thing that came out of this was stalking wasn't just annoying. It wasn't like, because people are like, oh, you're being stalked. That's kind of annoying.
It's like a serious
issue. They, like, actually are like, oh, this should be taken seriously.
Right, because it escalates.
Yeah.
It's not just stalking. Like, it doesn't just end there.
No.
Like, there's always more.
And you know what? It doesn't matter, positive or negative, somebody coming to you with that. They don't care. They're like, you're talking to them. That's what they want. So, but it started stalking laws, which were far overdue. And, you know, this law was unfortunately written in blood. But something good had to have come from this. However, that being said, I don't think stalking laws are helpful anyway. I think there are so many things that need to be done because it's like, oh, they're stalking you? Yes, they're, like, sitting outside my house. Oh, okay, well, like, let us know when they attack you.
Yeah, let us know when they try to, like, break in and kill you.
Like, what? Can we do something before then?
Yeah, like, should we do something before that step gets there? Like,
yeah, so as good as it is that stalking laws are a thing, I don't, they're I not still where don't they think they're, be. No, they're certainly not where they should be. But yeah, that's celebrity stalkers.
Wow.
Stalkers are so scary. It's so scary. It really creeps me out.
Because, like, you could be so oblivious, just, like, you know, going to the grocery store, going to your house, and, like, have no idea that someone is, like, obsessing over you. And that is so, like, ooh.
Do you want to hear a scary story? I don't think I've shared it on the podcast.
Hmm.
So I have my head on a swivel. I will watch everywhere I'm going. Like, I head on a swivel.
Always. You have to be observant. Like, unfortunately, mm-hmm. That's just the world we live in.
So, one night, I'd gone out with friends, and at this point, like, my terrible ex wasn't with me. I think he had passed out from drinking too much previously, whatever. Whoa. So, I went out with my friends, and I was walking to my car. And my friends, like, I even told them, I was like, do you guys want me to drive you home? Like, I'll drive you home. And they're like, no, we're good. We're in walking distance. So I start walking to my car. My car's not far away. And my head is still on a swivel. I'm looking around. And I'm walking down the street and I'm just like watching people around me. My friends call me. They're like, Kim, you dropped something. And I was like, I dropped something. And they're like, yeah, come back here. I'd gone a block. Like they screamed Kim and they started kind of running. And I was like, okay. And I turn around and I almost run into this guy. And I'm like, excuse me. And the guy just like just.
Blankly stares at you.
Blankly stares at me. Yeah. I go back and my friends were like, that man was following you.
Ew.
And they said a few times he was like reaching out.
No. No.
How did I not feel this? And I said, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And they're like, you were also looking side to side. And they're like, but there are a few.
But you're not like turning around, like, you know?
Yeah. Well, I turned around and almost ran into him.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't know this, and he kept blankly staring, but he walked with me to my friends, too.
Ew.
And my friends were like, oh, my God. Sir,
goodbye.
Yeah. Well, they were scared, too. They didn't know what to do. So they're like, we're going to walk with you to your car.
Oh, my God.
So my question is, was he trying to grab me? Was he, like, did he have a weapon that he was going to? And I think about that all the time. I'm like,
so creepy.
Was he going to put a knife to my back and be like, keep walking?
Good thing your friends were, like, watching you.
Yeah. And they even said, like, you were looking side to side. Like, you were watching. Like, you weren't just being like, la, la, la.
He's, like, so close behind you. It's like, who's, like, he's not even in your periphery. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, have you ever had somebody following you in the car and you can't even see him in the, like, side mirrors?
Oh, yeah, because they're on your ass.
Yeah. Yesterday. I had that happen. But it was just really scary. And, like, they were like, you were even, like, being vigilant.
Ugh, that's so creepy.
And they walked me to my car, and I did drive them home. They were like, now that we're here.
Now that we're here, can we get in?
I was like, well, I don't really want to be alone right now. Can I drive you guys home, please? Like, one of your houses? And they were like, yeah, you can. And I think about that so often. And I'm just a person. I'm just like, there's like, but it was like the one night I had gone out by myself, which made it extra scary. And also, my car was in a really well-lit area.
People don't care.
Yeah. But like, luckily they were really good friends. Yeah. They at least were like, had my back. But for like, sure. I think about that all the time.
Ugh.
Like what could have happened if they were just like,
bye. Fine. And then just like went back into the bar and like, didn't even.
Yeah. I think the bars had closed down, but yeah, like he even walked with me back to my friends, which is so scary. Yeah. They looked pissed off though.
Have you seen those videos where like women will like hiss at men? Or they, like, practice opening their eyes as wide as they can to, like,
have you seen the French woman who, like, films herself in New York? And she's like, this man is falling.
And she starts, like, barking and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I mean,
or she's like, oh, you can see me?
And oh, you like, can see me? Yeah. Yeah.
Practice creeping men out.
It's, and I know it's, like, weird and it's, like, it's uncomfortable, but that's what it's.
Well, they're making you uncomfortable. Like, make them uncomfortable back.
Yeah, I said that to my nieces. I was like, if somebody's trying to make you uncomfortable, they're not, you don't need to be polite to them if they're trying to make you feel icky.
I pulled so much out of my ass to just, like, be so creepy.
Yeah. Me and Tressa one time were sitting in my car, and we were, like, waiting to go to a bar, like, because our friends were meeting us there. This is, like, when Keith and I were still, like, talking, like, we weren't dating yet. But we were, like, sitting in my car, and we were waiting for our friends to get there. And we were downtown, and some guy starts walking up to my car. And I said, get the fuck away from my car. And I was like, are you seriously walking up? And Truss is like, and I was like, are you seriously walking up to a car with two women? What the fuck is wrong with you? Get the fuck away.
Was he like looking in? Or like, what was he doing?
He was trying to talk to us.
Oh, no.
And I said, get the fuck away from my car.
Goodbye.
And Truss was like, okay, damn. And
I was just like,
yeah, don't.
I met this girl once.
Why are you walking up to my car?
Who was from like. I want to say she was from, like, New Jersey or something. And she was like, yeah, dude, you just need to, like, fucking scare them more. Like, creep them out more.
They like, that guy acted yelling, like I was mentally ill.
Start, like, acting psycho, and they'll be like, oh, this is way too much work. Like, I'm not going to do this.
Ooh, that's what he did. He was just like, okay, weirdo. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
I'm like, you're literally coming up to a car with two women. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
So.
Goodbye.
Yeah. I have a lot of creep stories. Well,
that's terrifying.
Yeah, so feel free to yell at people, men or women. Women can be weird too.
I've never had a weird experience with a woman, but I'm sure it happens.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, we're more trusting. We let women get away with more. Like, we all do.
Well, and but I think they use women in, like, trafficking situations as well, where it's, like, they're kind of, like, a pawn to, like... Like, there'll be situations that I've heard of where, like, a woman will come to your door and start, like, knocking in the middle of the night and be like, help me, help me, help me. And then you open the door and then...
They're coming, they're coming, they're coming, please help me. So there's...
It's, like, urgent.
Time, yeah.
And then they, like, grab you, too.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like...
Because she's also been trafficked and they're, like, making her do that.
Yeah, so...
Or, like, children. They're starting to use children. Like, if you go to a playground, you need to make sure you're, like, watching your kids, which, why would you not be watching your kids at a playground, but... Whatever, but they use other children to be like, befriend your child. They'll be like, oh, go be friends with that kid. And then they'll make friends with your kid.
Do you want to come see my dad?
And be like, yeah, you want to come see my, like, come over here, come see this or whatever. And, like, parents who are just, like, scrolling on their phone or whatever, you think that they're playing, they've made a new friend. And then, like, next thing you know, they're, like, in the parking lot with this other kid getting into a van.
I have puppies and kitties. Come to my car. It's terrifying
out
there.
It really is that scary. Like,
but I'm saying, like, even with my head on a swivel, still had somebody follow after me. Really scary.
Ugh.
It's a scary world we live out there, people. So please, just, like, if somebody's creeping you out, creep them out. Just
be vigilant.
Yeah. Do the Carol Burnett. Like, start... Someone grabbed her and she just started singing like a psycho. And they were like, whoop, never mind.
Start tap dancing.
Like, yeah, start tap dancing.
I don't know.
Take tap dancing lessons. I don't know. But we'll post pictures. We'll try to find pictures of, like, the perpetrators, because we all know, like, Sandra Bullock and Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
and
we'll
put pictures
like.
Of Rebecca Schaefer up, because she's absolutely beautiful. And that's going to be on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
And if you want to, like, email us stories, suggestions, or pop in and say hi, or whatever, really, you can email us at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
We're also on Facebook and TikTok.
Yeah, just
need to use them better. Why do I get the hiccups every time I start talking? I'm just like, anyways.
Don't know.
But yeah.
Okay, well, until next time, self-care yourself.
All right. Bye.